Do you enjoy, I can't talk tonight. Do you enjoy theater? And do you have any plans to combine theater, films, and TV in the near future?
Well, I love theater. I started out doing a little bit of theater, you know, just in school stuff. Did Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet and fun plays and original stuff that me and my class can write together and things like that. I know that theater is extremely difficult to me. I think it's more difficult to get multiple takes on TV to get something right, whereas on stage you have to just nail it sometime. Like, Susan and I have so much respect for her, you know, being able to do that. But I remember, going on stage, we get immediate feedback. It was a very intimate connection. And I remember when a person girl, Carrie Elwood, she just told me, bring me, and to my mom, apparently, actually, never let Molly or never stay away from the theater. Always find time to go back to your roots, like you're saying. And I hope I could. I would definitely want to audition and really deserve the part. I wouldn't just want to say, hey, I'm Molly Bloom and I did TV. Let me be in your stage production, because that would be completely disrespectful. But I do have to mind that I would,
Well, with acting and theater, they say that it's best to keep that because you get the live instant reaction besides waiting for something like a film to come out. Cheryl, do you have something you want to ask?
Yeah, there's two callers just want to say hello to you. Oh, first one is Christina from Texas. So here's Christina. Christina, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Christina. Where are you from in Texas?
Corpus Christi, actually, but I was born in San Antonio, so.
You there?
It's really hard for me to, figure out if I'm supposed to talk and then, it's trying to do it like I normally do when I call in, and it's different when there's, several more people talking at once, and I don't want to.
We're all talking about a castle episode, right? Well, so what would you like to ask Molly, anything about Texas life or anything you want to say? It's your chance about her character as Alexis Castle. Anything?
I guess I was listening in already, and I like that you're interested in the writing aspect of especially for Castle, but just in normally to help kind of learn more on the writing aspect, and since I'm an English major in college, it's also somewhat of an interest for me too, and that also really grabbed for me Castle, because there was this dynamic of to do with writing, because Richard Castle is the writer into the story, and I liked the dynamic of all the characters and how they interacted with each other and everything. And you've been doing a great job as Alexis, and I also got a chance to see you in Avaton High when it came. Yeah, I pronounce it weirdly, but I've read the book, and I commented a while back on your Facebook, and you commented to me, and it was really cool that you commented back to me so quickly. I didn't think you would be able to, but
I appreciate your support and saying anything about it. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sorry that the movie was so different from the book, but it's all about the writing, so what can you say?
Great. Cheryl, do you have our next caller? Thank you, Christy.
And the next one is Brenda from Missouri. Brenda.
Hi, Molly.
Hey, Brenda.
I just want to, first of all, it's been a pleasure to watch you grow up on Castle. I think you do a great job down there. And the one thing I was wanting to know is, I know you mentioned something about your mom and dad tried to talk you out of acting.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think would be your all-time favorite actor or actress that you'd like to work with?
Oh, that's so difficult. I was talking about that with someone the other day. Okay, hold on. I can't answer this.
Well, thank you for your call, Brenda. We'll have Molly answer.
Okay, I got this. Okay. Philip Seymour Hoffman is a guy, no question. He's right now my top priority is who I want to work with as a male actor. He was phenomenal in The Devil, like Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, and everything he's ever done. Women, it's harder because there's a couple that I'd really like to work with. Marion Cotillard, I think she's just beautiful, and the way she projects is that sensualness is just incredible. I mean, Meryl Streep, who wouldn't want to work with Meryl Streep? But I would really love to work with Claire Danes. Ever since, I saw her in Romeo and Juliet, I was intimidated by her, just watching her. I was like, oh, my God, I am so ill-qualified to be an actor. Like, what do I think I'm doing? If Claire Danes is in this world, who do I think I am? So it was really interesting that it took me a week to mentally repair watching her amazing performance.
Great. Well, here's the follow-up on that. What is your idea of the perfect role? What would be your idea of the perfect role if you could have it? What would you want to play? Who? Anybody?
That's so hard. I would love like historical fiction, like Josephine Bonaparte. I read her,
Oh, Napoleon and Josephine, huh?
Exactly. I read that series of books. A lot of my characters come from fiction. I would love if they made Maximum Ride by James Patterson into movies. I would love to play Max. I think that would be so cool because I really love action adventure. That's really what I want to do next. I want to do something extremely, kick booty. Let me see. Count of Monte Cristo was already made. I don't think they can do any better, but I love that book. Ooh.
I love the movie.
Yeah, the movie was great. The book is, far superior, of course.
Yeah.
Any historical fiction. Lavoisier's wife, I think it'd be really interesting to do a story about her. Mary Shelley, she was a, real Renaissance woman. Gosh. I love stories about women, that are in history. Those t-shirts that are like, Bad Girls Make History or whatever.
Yeah.
I personally cannot stand those shirts because it's not true. It's the good women that make history. And
right.
I just think that personally is setting really bad examples.
Well,
but, yeah.
Did you have a chance, by any chance, to read Cokie Roberts' books, Women of, I think it's the women, Ladies of Liberty? Very good on all the historical characters of, real people of our times and our founding mothers. You ought to try those two historical books, and they are on audio, but they tell you all the stories of the people that were the farmers and everybody who was building up America. They're just some wonderful women founders and stuff of our country besides the men.
Yeah, I've really been looking for a book like that, actually. I actually was reading some short stories about the Civil War. I'm definitely going to look into that. That's great. I've been looking for a book like that.
Well, I have a question to ask you about, because I saw that you are learning how to drive and you passed your driving written part. What is it like to be a driver out there in L.A. traffic instead of the passenger?
Well, I would like to be getting a lot more experience, but my mother will not let me drive. Not because I'm not experienced, but because she's never been, the driver, the driving teacher. Personally, being here for a long time and being a passenger, I was always aware because my mother needed me a co-pilot, and then you have to have a co-pilot here. It's pretty much impossible if you don't. I love driving as a teenager. That is probably one of the most teenagers I feel is, that freedom of driving. But and then I think about it, and I'm like, where am I going to go?
The movies, the mall, the store, to the castle set.
Tell Nathan you want to drive that new Arkimo car.
The Ferrari. But, Molly, I have a section for you because I know we're getting close to you. Man, it's already 40 minutes after the hour, so I want to get into some of – I have a fun section that I like to ask our guests, and it's called Getting to Know You. And it's kind of like one – I say a question and you give me a one answer, one-word answer or whatever. Yeah, you ready? Your favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite color to wear?
Pink.
Favorite animal?
Yorkie.
Favorite food?
Apple.
Favorite drink?
Coconut water.
Favorite subject when you were in school?
History.
Your least favorite subject?
Math.
Your favorite kind of music?
Indie rock.
Who? Kid Rock?
No.
Oh, what'd
indie
you say?
Rock.
Oh.
Indie
rock. Your favorite movie?
Oh, you can't ask me that. As of
one
right
of your
now,
favorites.
Okay, yeah. As of right now, a modern movie that's my favorite, Sucker Punch.
I know. I've seen you said you went a couple of times. Your favorite TV show?
Big Bang Theory. Castle.
Yeah. Your favorite vacation spot?
France.
Favorite fashion brand?
Free People.
Favorite shoe to wear? Shoe brand?
How about just boot?
Okay, like, a boot. Your favorite fashion accessory to wear?
My favorite accessory.
A belt. Oh, necklaces. Those are great.
Hat. Okay, how about your worst fashion choice you've ever made? Anything you bought and you just thought, oh, it looks horrible on me, or I should have never bought that?
Anything that I have is yellow.
Last book you read?
We finished?
Yeah. Or reading now.
Okay, well, I just finished 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives by Lois Lessinger. And I am reading Countess Monte Cristo and quite a few other books, but I'll just say that one.
Great. Last song you sang?
Well, Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother.
The last thing you ate? Dinner, probably.
Dark vegan chocolate.
Your current pet peeve?
Whining.
Can you describe your personality using one word?
Scared.
Wow.
And how about, do you have an iPod? And what kind of music would we find on that iPod?
You'll find everything. Everything. Indie rock, love dubstep, bass nectar, classical music. Let me think what else. Reggae, movie themes. The whole Sucker Punch soundtrack is phenomenal. Everyone who's listening, buy it. It's
great.
Incredible.
Cheryl, do you want to ask Molly a question about her car?
Well, I'm kind of concerned asking it now that her one-word answer. Since you're learning to drive, I have a niece who's 15 who's learning to drive as well, and I shocked her letting her drive my car the other day, but her father was more shocked. But she did great. She just barely bumped the curb, but she's doing great. The hardest thing for her to learn was to look out, like, to the horizon. She always wanted to look at the front of the hood of the car. I'm like, you got to look out. Anyway, what would be your dream car to drive? I know we kind of touched on this earlier, but what would be your dream car? If money was no object and it met all your qualifications, what kind of car would you like?
Antique Monaco sports car.
Wow.
That's no hesitation
perfect.
There. What color?
What color? Cream with navy blue two stripes going down the center with buckskin leather interior.
She didn't have to think about that. Mom, are you listening? Dad, hey, guys. So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all the pictures are. And every day I pass this place in Beverly, not every day, but I pass a lot, called American Heritage, I think is what the car place is called. And they have one sitting there. It doesn't have the blue stripe. It has, like, a red stripe. But, yeah, I absolutely love it. Always have since I was, like, 14 when I saw one on a T-shirt. And I still have that T-shirt.
That's great. Can you tell us what your summer plans are, if you can? What are you planning to do? Take time off, relax, travel?
Hopefully I get to do some more acting. We'll see. I'll be doing Winks, going to prom in June in New York. I think my parents and our family may go, you know, on some family vacation, go to the cabin in Arkansas, spend time at home with my friends, do a lot of baking, I think, and of course my third niece will be being born, so hopefully I'll be able to make it in for that. I'm so excited. I love being an aunt, and my two nieces are completely adorable and definitely mischievous. So I'm
great.
Looking forward to third.
So you like to bake. I was a professional baker for 15 years, and you love to eat what you bake.
Yeah, that's true. I really try to stay away from it because of that reason. But, I mean, that's really the true reason why, like, I eat a lot of vegan food, because I feel less guilty about eating all the, you know, cookies I make.
Well, no, you have fun. Live life. Now, we're going to get into the castles because we're really, you know, on time here. So I want to ask you, how did you hear about the role of Alexis Castle, and did you screen test with Nathan Fillion?
Well, at the time, I had just signed with my first manager, Ellen Meyer, and she was Donna Rosenstein and got me the audition for Castle. I read the script, thought it was really funny. I remember my acting coach even saying, yeah, you got this. You can do this. So, went into the first audition, got good feedback, came back for the second, met Nathan Fillion for the third one, and in between that, I watched all his stuff. I knew who he was, but I'd never seen Firefly, but I watched all of Firefly, watched The Waitress, watched White Noise 2, watched everything that he had ever done, and completely fell in love with him. So when I met him, I was very excited, and also a lot of the other producers were in there, and yep. Then I got the screen test, which Nathan was not there for the screen test, and I remember I felt really weird yesterday because I couldn't really tell what was going on. I later found out after that they'd done that just because the biology and I was the only one that they even saw that day, or that after my previous audition when I met Nathan, they just kind of looked at each other and were like, well, I guess we should be up to people kind of thing. That's what they told me. So it was great. And I did this because I love Nathan so much, but I also loved the script, but clearly it's because I wanted to know Nathan better.
Can you take us back to your first filming day on set? Do you remember how you felt and what you were thinking walking on that stage 12 and stage 11 the first time? Do you remember? Were you scared, nervous, happy?
Well, you know, at that time I had already had some experience. I'd done a one-liner in a movie. But I'm just joking. Yeah, I had done a couple things going on before this, so I wasn't nervous or scared. I'd done my one and only, and which Castle was really great to work that out, because they had to move some dates around and done A Christmas Carol and some other stuff.
I love, by the way.
I saw
the train when it came through Kansas. They stopped, and they had a whole thing on how they made the movie. I don't know. Did you hear that they did a train?
Yes, they did. I tried to make it to one of the trains, but never got the chance to.
It was so cool. We got to see everybody in their little suits where they attached all the electrodes or whatever to, and all the movements everybody made and how they made the movie. It was just fascinating.
That's really cool.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was a great experience, and you really had to use your imagination to do that. But anyway, we were talking about Castle. It was great. So far, you know, I've said the first line, I think, and the beginning of every season, I've said the first line. If you watch back, you will notice.
Really?
And, it was great seeing Nathan and realizing how, I mean, he kicked me off guard at first because he was so quick. And I really had to kind of jump to his speed. And I tell you, I wasn't as funny then as I am now.
Well, how long did it take you to capture Alexis and feel comfortable in the role of Alexis? Did you get it right away, or did you get the beat of it?
Alexis and I have grown together. It's pretty surprising the things that I'll be dealing with something in my personal life, and then I'll get the script for the week, and I'm like, I can't believe this is what I'm dealing with right now. It's like the writers are almost clairvoyant or something. So I'll end up, like, standing to the end of my stuff to see if she can solve the problems and know what I should do. But, Alexis and I are very similar, and I've always felt close to her, and she's really become more, I feel like I'm a better person from just going through the scenarios where she's kind of like my guardian angel in a way.
Well, what do you like best about Alexis, and what's your least thing that you think should be changed about Alexis, if you could? If anything.
My favorite thing about Alexis is I guess the best example I can give is when she went back and paid for all the things that her friends took.
Great.
That's something that I would do. But, of course, I mean, the flaw there is that Alexis really wouldn't hang out with people that did that. But I know that they want to show some conflict in Alexis's life. And, you know, sometimes teens get involved in things that they shouldn't. And, you know, it's all about, you know, the experience and learning from it, which Alexis will do. Change anything? I don't think I would change anything. One thing I'd like to see them bring back is Alexis, her fencing, her martial arts, those side of her that was really into high-tech gadgets and things.
Right.
And I'd really love to see her go to a firing range. I really want to see her become a little tougher. I guess I want something to happen where she kind of gets snapped out of this cotton-candy world that she's in a little bit.
Maybe Beckett and Castle will take her to a firing range next season, or, you know, that would be a lot of fun. I'd love to see her get back to the fun things like the taser tag and the sword, the fencing. You know, those were fun.
I completely agree. That was so much fun. I loved fencing. And, you know, Beckett can come or not. I mean, I'd really like to see Alexis and her father have a little bit more one-on-one time, partly because I'm selfish, and second, because as Alexis, I feel like, gosh, I don't know how she would feel if it was always, you know, her dad and her Donna. I mean, and Beckett. You know, I think that she may even feel a little, you know, just a little out of place and a little left out, you know? So,
right.
Did you like playing tough little Alexis in the last episode we saw where she had kind of got a little beat up, the one scene? Yes. Did you like playing a tough little Alexis that scene?
You know, I guess I don't mean tough in that way. You never know how you're going to act in a situation until the situation presents itself. Mm-hmm. I see Alexis defending herself. I mean, not necessarily by punching someone. I see it more like with her martial arts, like pinning the girls to the ground. You know what I mean? Like, don't touch
me. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily's back from China, by the way. Let me bring her in here real quick. She wanted to say hi.
Hello to Molly.
This is
China.
Emily. Yeah, she's the one who was trying to get me on Skype, so I apologized to her a moment ago. So, Emily, you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay, you're on the show, and there's Molly.
Okay,
you're on the air.
Hi, Alexis. Hi, Molly. I was wondering, how do you think your character, Alexis, has grown in, like, the three seasons of Castle? You know, how has she changed?
Has Alexis changed over the period of time? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. She's growing up, and she's dealing with things the best way she can. It's harder because her dad isn't around as much, but he's trying to be there, and...
Oh.
Yeah, she's learning to do more on her own, and I think that's, you know, hard for any girl when they don't get to see their dad much. But you know, I think she's doing all right. I think Alexis is going to do just fine. But we'll see. I'm not the writer. We'll see what happens to her.
And then I also have Christina from Ontario, Canada. I can't even talk tonight, and she's been waiting patiently. She had a question in the Castle section. Are you still there, Christina?
Yes.
Go ahead and ask.
Hey, Molly.
Hey.
I had one question. If you could play any other character on Castle, who would you want to play and why?
Ooh. Well, you know, I'm so terrible. I love being the lead. I'm so terrible. I would still be taken in the show, but I would want to be another detective. I would want to be...
Beckett?
How do I say?
You want to be Beckett? Come on.
No, you don't want to be Beckett. I would more want to be Richard Castle. But,
okay.
That makes sense. Like a female version, and then maybe... Okay, I got it. Completely changed it. I would be the female version of Richard Castle, like really cool like that. And then Nathan would be the male version of Detective Beckett. But I would be a lot older.
So now we know you like the character Castle, so you would think that it would be cool to be the female cop that gets to go up against the male cop of Castle.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Or, you know, the female writer, like the female, something like that.
That is great. That's neat. Now, what would you like to see happen to Alexis in season 4? What are you hoping for? What do you think they will do with your character in hopes without spoilers? What do you want to see happen for her?
you know, like I said, I would love to see them bring back those really interesting schools that she had in the first season and second season. I want to see her work with Lainey. I've been really pushing this, and because I'm pushing it, that's probably
right.
But I would love to see her work in the morgue, and maybe, you know, even, you know, with some chemistry or just something on the forensic side of things. And if they wanted to do it funny, like she faints the first time she sees a cadaver or something like that, I think that'd be really cool. But, I want to see her get tougher and get more involved in the A story. I mean, I'm super ambitious, and I would just like to see her, you know, with maybe even like a really quirky kind of group of friends that get integrated, you know, through the show. Like, remember that guy that was really good at picking locks?
Yes, the wordsmith. We were hoping he'd come back, but they said he's busy with another series or movies. I loved his character, by the way.
But I'd love for him to come back and maybe teach Alexis how to pick locks, and they get pulled over by my dad. Like, we get pulled over by my dad and Beckett because we're accidentally doing it somewhere, you know, where they think, you know, it's like a crime scene or something. But we don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be great, because you see, ABC could be listening to you right now. But see, if you could write any Castle script, just like you're talking about now, what would you have happen? This is perfect, because that's what I was going to ask you. What would you have happen to the characters on the show in your plot, you know? And you said this would be fun. It would be fun if Castle and Beckett were out on the street trying to find somebody and come along and found Alexis and the wordsmith guy trying to pick locks.
Exactly. I think that would be really... But for a good reason.
Well, it would be. I'd love it. So, you know,
I have to
Andrew Marlowe there.
Maybe he's listening. You never know. I have a couple more callers. One is Kelly from Missouri. Kelly, are you still there? Did you have a question for Molly?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Molly.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I used to go to camp in Missouri. Yeah, I went to Kanakuk in Missouri. Loved it.
Oh, cool. I'm from the St. Louis side, so.
That's cool.
Cool. My question is, have you ever had a chance to throw a pretty good prank on Nathan or any of the cast members?
You know, my pranks are never as good as Nathan's. You know, every time, you know, I put like some Vaseline on his door handle one time, and, you know, little things like that. I really have this, oh no, I can't tell you because then he'll know about it. I
doubt he's listening to us, Molly.
I have an idea to, like, a really odd gift. Like, I want to put, like, a cricket in a box and just, like, give it to him. Like, oh, look what I got you. But, like, every time I'm there, like, some really, I don't even know. It's like a crispy bug, like a dead cockroach or something. It's something really gross and odd. But, no, every time I try to do something, he, you know, hangs me in the rafters. So, what can I do? He won't get me down until I apologize for it.
Well, do you have a hard time keeping a straight face when you do scenes with Nathan? Or Susan, for that matter. Both of them are, they're so funny with their, you know, their expressions and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, how can you keep a, you know, a straight face? Sometimes he's really professional and we get a little work done, but hanging out with a 5-year-old.
I think Janet Pam had a question. She's love my daughter on Twitter, and I know she talks to you, Molly. Janet, are you still there? Did you have a question?
Yes, I am. Hi, Molly.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're from California, Northern California.
Sacramento. Okay. Well, next to Sacramento. Citrus Heights.
All right. What is your question for Molly?
Well, I was just wondering, what are your thoughts? We've heard everybody else's thoughts on Beckett and Castle getting together. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you think it's going to affect Alexis?
Good.
I don't want them to get together, either as a fan or as a show. I do not want to see it. I think that they have such a great friendship going that getting intimate could completely ruin what they have. I've seen that happen before. I just would hate to see that happen to them. If they did get together, I don't think Alexis would really, you know, I think it would kind of disappoint Alexis. She does look up to Beckett, and she sees her as a little bit more of a, you know, a little bit more of a classy woman. And as great as I love my dad, I know that he gets something once he gets a woman. Let's say he doesn't really they don't
keep
really
them.
Stay around, you know? And I don't think it would
yeah.
be the relationship that they think.
I agree. I'm not ready for them to get together either. So.
Don't listen to them, ABC. Don't listen to them, too. I'm a shipper.
And then we had one other caller, Shelley from Florida. Let me
wow.
see if she's still on here.
Oh, Chapin fan.
Yes, Shelley, are you there?
I'm here.
You
Did
made
you have
it a... from dance class. Hey, good. Welcome to the show. You want to talk to Molly?
I have a question for Molly that's absolutely plot irrelevant.
Okay.
So we know that Luke, your costume designer, is now on Twitter and tweeting up a storm and entertaining us all. So I want to, how do you feel as you? Does your style reflect in Alexis as a character? If you could dress her, would you keep her the same or would you change it?
Okay, if I could dress Alexis, I would probably completely change it. I think it's merit, but for me, I see Alexis as a little bit more of a harder dresser than that. I see her more like in a high-waisted trouser with a little bit of a sophisticated heel, button up things. I mean, let's face it, she's a rich New Yorker. Her dad is Mr. Castle. She's going to be wearing some nice, you know, Dior, secure suits and things like that. She's still wearing, you know, bum around the house offers, I agree. I love the comments that she's put in. But, you know, this is awesome with me. I would love to see her dressed just a little bit more New York chic.
Well, so I could hardly hear that because there was something going on again. So, Cheryl, is there any more people waiting to hear Molly? Because she's at her one-hour mark. How are you for time, Molly? Do you need to go, or are you okay for a few more minutes?
You know, I got to go, and I'm so sorry.
That's fine. Did we get everybody in?
Yes, everybody that raised their hand.
That's great. That's great. Sorry, Cheryl, I stepped all over you. It's hard when you can't see everybody.
It's okay.
But Molly, it was very nice of you to join us tonight. It was great talking with you, and I'm glad so many callers from around the world were able to call in and say hello, and we appreciate you joining us. And Cheryl, would you like to say anything to Molly before she takes off?
Yes. Thank you so much, Molly, for taking time out. We know you're very busy, and your fans just love you from all around the world, and you are a delight. So thank you.
Thank you, Molly.
I had a great time, and I love you guys, and I love the fans. Y'all are awesome. Thank you.
All okay. right. You have a great summer.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Now, remember, everyone.